If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What if I told you that every victory you've ever dreamed of, every failure you've ever feared, is already being built inside your mind right now, not tomorrow, not next year, now, because you are nothing more and nothing less than the sum total of your thoughts. Think about that for a moment. Every action you take begins as a whisper in your mind. Every decision you make grows from the soil of your beliefs. Every success, every heartbreak, every act of courage or surrender was born first as a thought you chose to keep. If your thoughts are small, your life will be small. If your thoughts are poisoned, your path will be poisoned. But if your thoughts are disciplined, noble, and relentless, your life will rise to meet them like a tide responding to the moon. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter who doubted you. It doesn't matter what storms you've walked through. The question is, what is living in your mind today? Because your mind is not just a passenger, it is the craftsman. It shapes, it carves, it builds, and every single day, without rest, it is creating the architecture of your life. The world will not hand you what you wish for. It will hand you what you expect, and you will only expect what you've been rehearsing in those private moments when no one is watching. A man who believes he is doomed will stumble into blessings and still call them accidents. A woman who believes she is worthy will climb out of ashes with the grace of a sunrise, not because the world permitted it, but because her mind demanded it. Your life is a mirror, and what you see reflected is not your circumstances. It is your thoughts dressed in reality. If tomorrow arrived looking exactly like the thoughts you carry today, would you be proud to live in it? Or would you realize, too late, that your mind has been quietly building a prison while you waited for freedom? The war for your life is not out there. It's in here. And until you master this territory, every victory you chase will be temporary, every success fragile. But once you claim it, truly claim it, there will be no force on earth that can stop the life your thoughts demand to build. Your mind is the seedbed. Every action you've ever taken, every decision you've ever made, every victory you've ever achieved, they all started in a place no one could see, the invisible soil of your mind. Long before you held something in your hands, you cradled it in your thoughts. The mind is the seedbed of life, a place where ideas, beliefs, dreams, and visions are planted. And just like any fertile field, it doesn't care what you put into it. It will grow whatever you consistently feed it. Feed it fear, and fear will sink its roots deep, wrapping around every possibility until it suffocates them. Feed it courage, and courage will grow strong, pushing through the soil, reaching for the light, and reshaping your destiny. The tragedy is that most people live unaware of this truth. They leave the gates of their mind wide open and let anything, anyone's negativity, the world's noise, the poison of doubt, fall into their mental soil. They don't realize that weeds don't ask permission. They grow on their own. Doubts creep in silently. Lies take root without warning. The bitterness of others can plant seeds that you never meant to grow. And over time, that once fertile field of your mind becomes overrun, choked by weeds that block the sunlight from your dreams. You are the gardener. You are the one who chooses what stays, what gets watered, and what gets ripped out by the roots. You have the power to plant new seeds any day you decide to. You have the authority to refuse anything that does not serve the life you want to build. The mind doesn't care if you've been planting weeds for years. The moment you begin planting seeds of vision, discipline, gratitude, and belief, the soil will respond. With enough consistency, those seeds will take root, grow strong, and turn into towering trees that protect and sustain you through the storms of life. Your thoughts are not just thoughts, they are blueprints. every belief you allow to grow will eventually become action, and every action will shape the life you live. If you wake up each day feeding yourself reasons to win, reasons to keep going, reasons to trust the process, you will find yourself becoming the kind of person who refuses to quit. But if you speak to yourself with doubt, you will live as if you've already lost. So start guarding your mind like it's the most valuable treasure you own, because it is. Don't allow weeds to stay a second longer. Plant with intention, water with discipline, protect with vigilance, and above all, never forget, the harvest you reap tomorrow will always be determined by the seeds you choose to plant today. Beliefs. Forge reality. Your life will never rise above the level of your beliefs. Think about that for a second. If you believe you're only capable of earning a little, you'll subconsciously avoid opportunities to earn more. If you believe you're not good enough, you'll sabotage relationships, projects, and dreams before they even have a chance to bloom. Beliefs are not just thoughts you hold. They are blueprints your mind follows to construct your reality. The ordinary person accepts beliefs that are handed to them, from parents, teachers, society, or their environment. You're average. Stay safe. Don't dream too big. These phrases might sound harmless, but they're poison to potential. They limit you before life even tests you. The extraordinary person, however, questions those beliefs. They don't take every opinion as truth. They investigate, challenge, and replace the beliefs that hold them back with ones that empower them. Every breakthrough you'll ever have starts when you upgrade your beliefs. If you want to change your results, you must first change the mental script running your life. That means consciously choosing to believe that you can achieve more, that you are capable, and that your past does not dictate your future. It's not about blind optimism, it's about strategic faith. When you forge empowering beliefs, you create a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll take bolder actions, recover faster from setbacks, and see opportunities where others only see dead ends. And soon, those beliefs that once seemed like wild dreams will become your lived reality. Thoughts are architects. Every building starts in the mind of an architect long before it exists in the physical world. The same is true for your life. Your thoughts are not just random mental chatter, they are blueprints. Every belief you hold, every vision you entertain, every word.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The story you feed is a line drawn on the blueprint of your future. The more you think about something, the more detail you add to that plan. And eventually, you start building it, whether it's a palace or a prison. If your daily thoughts are filled with doubt, fear, and limitation, you're drawing crooked walls and unstable foundations. And when life starts constructing from those blueprints, you'll find yourself trapped in structures you never wanted to live in. On the other hand, if your thoughts are rich with possibilities, solutions, and purpose, you're designing a life that stands tall, strong, and inspiring. This is why mental discipline matters. You can't allow just anything to roam free in your head. You must be the strict gatekeeper of your mental space. You decide what enters and what stays. Every time a thought enters, you must ask, is this helping me build the life I want, or is it tearing it down? Thoughts don't just influence your mood, they direct your actions, shape your habits, and eventually become your destiny. You can't build a mansion with the blueprint of a shack, you can't live an extraordinary life with ordinary thinking, and you can't create greatness while replaying the same old mental scripts that have kept you stuck. So sharpen your mind. Edit your blueprints. Replace I can't with I will. Replace what if I fail with what if I succeed. Because the walls you're building today are the rooms you'll live in tomorrow. And once you understand that your thoughts are the architects of your reality, you'll never let them design anything less than extraordinary. The poison of negativity. Negativity is like a slow, invisible toxin. It doesn't knock you down in one blow. It seeps in drop by drop until it changes the way you think, the way you speak, and eventually the way you live. It disguises itself as realism, caution, or even humor. But make no mistake, it's a parasite that feeds on your potential. When your mind is consumed with "I can't," "it's impossible," or "it's too late," you've already surrendered half the battle before you've even stepped onto the field. Negativity shrinks your vision. It makes mountains out of molehills and convinces you that every step forward is too risky. It plants fear where courage should grow. It's not just your own negative thoughts that you must guard against. It's the negativity of others. People who live small often want you to live small too. Not because they truly wish you harm, but because your ambition reminds them of the chances they never took. If you're not careful, their doubts will become your doubts, their fears will become your fears, and their limits will become your limits. The key is to become a relentless gatekeeper of your mental garden. When a negative thought shows up, yours or someone else's, don't invite it in for coffee. Question it, challenge it, replace it. Negativity can't survive in a mind that actively seeks solutions. And the more you train your brain to spot it and reject it, the more room you make for optimism, creativity, and action. The strongest people in history were not the ones who never faced hardship. They were the ones who refused to let negativity dictate their actions. They understood that you can't grow a strong, fruitful tree if the roots are poisoned. And the same is true for your life. If you want a harvest of success, you have to pull the weeds of negativity before they choke your dreams. The discipline of thought. Discipline isn't just for your actions, it starts in your mind. The greatest battles you'll ever fight won't be in the gym, the office, or the marketplace. They'll be in your head. Your thoughts will try to wander, chase distractions, and feed on fear. And if you let them roam freely without discipline, they'll drag you down paths you never intended to walk. The discipline of thought means you choose, deliberately, what you dwell on. You decide that every time a negative, self-defeating idea shows up, you catch it and replace it. It's like mental weightlifting. At first, it's heavy. At first, it's exhausting. But over time, your mental muscles grow stronger, and what once crushed you now feels light. This discipline requires awareness. You have to watch yourself think. You have to pause before you allow an idea to set root. Because every thought you let stay is planting something in your life, and those seeds will grow whether you want them to or not. So train your mind like an athlete trains the body. Keep it sharp, resilient, and focused. Guard it from the junk. Feed it truth. Feed it vision. Feed it purpose. Because if your mind is disciplined, your actions will follow, and disciplined actions lead to disciplined results. So, every one of us is the sum total of our thoughts. Your life today, the choices you've made, the victories you've celebrated, and even the struggles you've endured is a reflection of what you've allowed to take root in your mind. If you think small, you will live small. If you think boldly, you will live boldly. Your thoughts are not harmless visitors passing through your head. They are the silent architects of your future, the engineers of your reality, the builders of your destiny. Every dream you've ever chased, every obstacle you've ever overcome, every victory you've ever tasted, it all began in the unseen world of your mind. Long before a dream becomes a reality, it is first a thought. Long before success is visible to the world, it is invisible inside you, taking shape, gaining strength, fueled by your belief. That's why you must stand guard at the gates of your mind. Don't let every voice in. Don't let every opinion live rent-free in your head. Choose your mental diet carefully. Let in only what you want to see manifested in your life. Feed your mind with strength, not fear. Nurture it with vision, not doubt. Speak to it with words of courage, not defeat. The world will try to plant weeds in your garden. They will tell you it's impossible. They will laugh at your ambition. They will try to make you believe you're not enough. But your mind is your fortress, and you decide what gets through the gates. And when the day comes, and it will, when the world asks you how you rose from nothing, how you kept going when the odds were against you, how you built something they swore could never exist, you will not need to give them a long explanation. You will simply look them in the eye with a smile that says everything and speak the truth they never understood. I thought it so until it was so. Because in the end, that's all success really is. The relentless, disciplined belief that what you see in your mind is more powerful than the doubts of the world. And when you master your thoughts, you master your life.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.